episode 900, Simplify Your Health.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a celebration. We have reached episode 900, and I am so glad that you are here to celebrate with me. And what better way than to talk about our wellness, our health. We're going to simplify your health today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, if we want to live, if we want to love, and we want to impact, we have to simplify our health. And getting healthy doesn't have to be complicated. Yet we do. We make it complicated. We feel like we have to take so many supplements. We have to eat a certain way, eat so many times during the day, get in two or three different types of exercises in one day. When you know what? Simplify your health is one step at a time. By adding walking, yes, just simply walking into your daily routine, you can erase the age of time on your body. Who's saying amen to that? What a way to celebrate episode 900. I mean, think about that. I think back that, you know, I couldn't be here now if it wasn't for my health. What you're doing, you couldn't be doing what you're doing if it wasn't for your health. And maybe you're going, man, I need to trim down my waistline a little bit. You know what? Start with walking. I know for me, I kind of got off the wagon. I fell off the wagon for a long period of time. I would say off and on for a long period of time. I had multiple injuries that set me back. I really enjoy my running, but because of an injury, it's harder on my body to do that. I also enjoy weight training and resistance training. Because of an injury, I can't lift as much as I was before. I have to be very, very careful. And so for me, it was like, well, if I can't do that, I'm not doing anything. And I got myself into trouble. Yeah, some weight started to come back on. And that's not really something that I wanted. Because you see, I felt like many, many years ago when my husband said I've fallen out of love, I did think it was part of my weight issue. Remember, I was way over 215 pounds. And in fact, that seems like so long ago. And even to say that number freaks me out. And I never want to reach that again. But I got to tell you, because of life, because of the business, because of personal things happening, you know, we're moving. You know, life got in the way, but I let it get in the way. You don't have to let it get in the way. You can simplify your health. And one way of doing that is just walking. There's something so freeing in walking, and it has many, many benefits. So let's talk about the benefits, because literally I could tell you hundreds of stories regarding my walks. And I love walking because I started walking 7 to 11 miles a day. That's what changed my life. That's how I became my best selfie. That's when God said, you know what? I'm going to mold you and make you during this time. And it's not that I didn't believe him. I just never gave him the time. I thought I was giving him time, but it was time based on my own decisions and choices, thinking that this is what he wanted me to do, instead of stopping long enough, listening and hearing him actually say, Christiane, this is the direction I'm leading you. Stop trying to take the reins. Stop taking control of everything. You don't need the control. Let me control. Let me control. Well, the wake-up call has hit me once again, and I'm like, you know what? For episode 900, we are going to celebrate our health. We're going to celebrate our wellness. So if you are a fit, amazing athlete right now, awesome. I hope you're walking. Where it's somewhere in your routine. But if you've fallen off the wagon, guess what? Walking, you can start with that. Maybe you kind of come and gone. You're like, yeah, I kind of need to trim my waistline a little bit, but I'm not like really overweight. Guess what? Walking can be a way of life. Don't you want to slow the aging process? Well, guess what? That's one of the many benefits to walking. Walking, number one, can help to slow the aging process. And you can start it at any age. So I don't care if you're 18 years old or if you're 79 years old. You can walk right now. I did an interview with a lady, and no, it has not come out yet, so I can't tell you to go back and listen to it because it hasn't even aired yet. But oh my goodness, it's coming in July, and you are going to love, love, love her and her story. And I so enjoyed her immensely in our coffee chat time. And you know what she does? She walks. She walks. So I'm telling you right now, you want to walk. You want to walk because it's going to help you slow the aging process. It's also, number two, going to help you not be sedentary. Did you know most of us live sedentary lifestyles? We have too many things that keep us sitting. The TV, the computers, the phone, the Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is. Did you know that the average American spends approximately 10 hours a day sitting? Ugh. Think how long it takes you to commute to your job. Or to run your children to all their different activities. Start counting that up. How long are you sitting in the car? Just sitting in the car. I'm not talking about walking, but the sitting part in the car. Then add on there how much time you're watching TV or that you're in front of your computer. And that computer could be the tablet. It could be your phone. Think how many hours you spend maybe in the church. We have gotten to be so, like, not lazy, but we don't have to move because everything comes to us. That can be good, but it can be really bad on your health. We got to simplify your health. Some people sit for over 12 hours due to their occupation. Think about telecommunications. Think about customer service reps. They're sitting there talking all the time. Yes, they're working. They've got a job, but they're not moving. They're on the phone. They're talking to people, helping them, serving them. To combat this, you must move, and walking gets you moving. Number three, walking can reduce your risks of heart disease, high blood pressure, and type 2 diabetes, to name a few. There's multiple studies that show the following. So let me give you some examples here. One of them is if you walk 2 miles a day or more. So did you hear that? 2 miles a day or more. So that's approximately 4,000 steps because on average, we walk about 2,000 steps in a mile. Okay. You may, depending upon your stride, may go up to 2,200 and it may be as little as 1,800. So, you know, just roughly think 2,000 steps. So 2 miles, you're walking 4,000 steps. If you're doing that, you can cut your chances of hospitalization for COPD, which you're like, what's that? That's the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, by about half. Oh, sign me up. I'm walking. So don't you want to, you know, reduce your risk of heart disease, of high blood pressure, of type 2 diabetes? Just get walking, get moving. Some other benefits to walking. Number four, it improves your mood. We all need a mood booster. We live a hard life. We got to make some tough choices. We're not always happy people. I know sometimes you guys probably get on here and think, Christiane, are you ever upset? Oh, yes, I am. In fact, today I was sitting, I'd run to the office, to my husband's office, to drop off the checkbook. And I'm coming back from the office. Yes, I know. You're probably thinking, a checkbook? I know, but we needed a check anyway. Long story short of it, he needed the checkbook. I had it, so I took it to him. Well, coming back, I'm sitting in the car, right? I'm waiting in line. It's kind of the rush hour in our small town, which is not a bad rush hour, but it just takes time. And this poor woman is sitting there trying to cross over two lanes of traffic to get to the gas station. And the way this area is built is like, so not the place to turn. You really need to be on the same side of the gas station to get into that gas station because it's just crazy. There's a light that's not barely like 2.5 car lengths. It's chaos. So she's sitting there and I see her struggling. The light turns green and I've got this huge string of cars behind me and I see her and I can tell she's talking to her passenger and all this. She's an older lady, fully grayed hair. You know, she's got the handicap sticker, and I'm just like, she's in an old conversion van like in the 1980s, and I'm like, this woman just needs a blessing today. She needs to, you know, be helped to go in. Well, I stood there. Well, of course, I missed the green light. There's everybody behind me. I'm surprised they were not honking, But no one saw her on the other lane that they were trying to pass. So she sat there. So he missed the light. Finally, there was a break and she was able to cross. Her passenger waved and she waved to me. We all need mood boosters because we're driving everywhere. People get on our nerves. And not because it's our fault, but because maybe we're trying to help somebody. Yet I had people mad at me because I was trying to help this poor woman just make a turn and make it safely. Improve your mood. Walk. Number 5, it improves your sleep. We all need more sleep. If we need balance in our life and that's what you're searching for, by golly, you need to walk. Number 6, it supports your joint health. Yeah, that's part of my problem. I kind of overworked a few of them. But then I have also underworked some. So you want to keep those hips in shape, those knees moving, everything well-oiled, so to speak. You don't want to end up like the Tin Man. Then you start walking. You got to walk. Number 7, it improves circulation. We all need good blood flow. It's very important. Number 8, it improves your balance and coordination. Don't you want to look adorable the older you get? You don't want to be stumbling around, tripping over things. Walk, walk, walk. And then I wanted to share this with you. Number 9, walking 30 minutes a day. 30 minutes a day. I bet you can find 30 minutes a day. I found mine today. I walked just a little bit over 5 miles, not by much, like 5.03 or 05, something like that. So basically 5 miles. I don't ever overdo my credit. I always want to undershoot myself. So it was 5 miles. So it was a good probably hour and a half or so of walking time because it was a good stroll, but wasn't a killer. I was working with some weights too. But just 30 minutes a day, research shows, listen to this, it can reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. It can enhance your mental ability and well-being. It can improve your lipid blood profile. It can reduce the risk of osteoporosis. Yeah, you need strong bones, right? We all need strong bones. We lose that as we get older, especially women. Are you listening, women? It can maintain your body weight and also lower the risk of obesity. Now, I also know that by walking, you can trim your waistline. So it does that too, okay? And it can reduce the risk of breast cancer and colon cancer. 30 minutes a day. Is your life worth 30 minutes a day? Yes. You better quickly answer yes to that because you touch so many people in this world. You need to be around for a lot longer. And it doesn't matter what your age is right now. Let's start reversing time for you. Let's gain back 7 years of your life, or you could think of it as adding on 7 years to your life. I don't know about you, but I want to be around for a very, very, very long time. I want to see my not only my grandchildren, but I want to see my great-grandchildren. And I don't want to just sit there and just hold them. Like a frail grandmother. No, that's not the picture I have in my head. I want to be able to kick a ball with them. Throw a ball. No, I probably won't be able to run a full marathon. Who knows though? Maybe I will. Only God knows right now. But what I can do is do what I know that I can do now, and that's walk. What more do you need to know? Simplify your health one step at a time. The only thing getting in your way to optimum health is you and your excuses. Not enough time. Oh, the weather's not good. Oh, it's too hot outside. I have too many things to do. I'm running the kids here and there. I'm already working out. So why do I need to walk? It seems like a waste of time. Really? It's not a waste of time. The average person walks 3,000 to 4,000 miles. I mean miles. Oh, I wish. Let's try that again. The average American gets in 3,000 to 4,000 steps. The goal is 10,000 steps. And my thing is the 10,000 steps is to help you maintain. If you want to trim your waistline, you can up that. But you got to start somewhere. And it starts where? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You knew that was coming. It had to have been on episode 900. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. when I was way over 215 pounds, never had exercised in a long, long, long time. After being pregnant 10 years or nursing for 10 years, I mean, that takes a toll on your body. If you've had children, you know. If you haven't had children, you still know. Because you've been on this roller coaster of weight gain, whether it be by age, whether it be by stress, whether it be by disease. We've all had the fluctuation of weight. We can relate. And with that is your health. How would you rate your health today on a scale of 1 to 10? How healthy are you? Are you ready to take it to a 9 and 10? Then let's get into walking. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and this is how you do it. Number one, you start small. If you haven't been walking, start with just 10 to 15 minutes. That's all you need, 10 to 15 minutes. Put on, like, three songs will do that for you. On average, your songs are like 3 to 3.5 minutes if you do the long play. Sometimes they'll eke up to 4 minutes long. So if you're doing three songs, maybe four songs, there you go. You're done. Just listen to your songs and you're finished. The time will fly by. If you are intermediate or advanced with your athletic ability, then guess what? Start with 30 minutes a day. Seriously, you want to incorporate this into your routine. It's important because it gives your body what it needs. It's the basics, and we're all about foundation here at Create Your Now, building a very strong foundation, whether it's in your relationships, whether it's in your health. It's all these different cornerstones in your life, because then that allows you to what? You can build the next levels up. With you, when you've got that strong foundation, then you're like, yes, I can build and I can take my life to level one. Then I can build the second floor. It's like you're building a house. You're building a kingdom. And it's all for God, because he created you on purpose for a purpose. So one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Start small. If you haven't walked in a while, start with just 10 or 15 minutes. Intermediate to advanced, go 30 minutes, and then you can increase it from there. You may want to do it about every 2 to 3 weeks. Listen to your body, okay? Number two, dress appropriately. Got to have good shoes, meaning you want to have, when you walk a lot, and I walk a lot, and I'll tell you more about that here in a few minutes, but you want to have good, strong shoes. It's a foundation. You're hitting the pavement, or you're hitting the track, or wherever you're walking, the treadmill, whatever you're walking on, the grass, the sand. Okay, now if you're in the sand, go barefoot. That's for a whole nother episode, but I'm all about walking barefoot when it's appropriate, and you can do that. I wouldn't recommend that on the streets. You don't know what you may find, but on sand, I would definitely encourage it, or on dirt. If you've got like a dirt area that you can walk on, that's great grounding. And that's, like I said, for another episode, but I would encourage you to do that. Also, dress appropriately with comfortable clothes. You don't want to dress just because you may feel like, oh, I got to trim my waistline, so I'm going to wear dark long pants and a really kind of, I don't know, longer sleeve shirt. So yeah, but if it's 90 degrees outside, that's not going to work for your body. It's not going to allow your body to what? Be able to be conditioned to the air that's around it. You're going to keep a lot of body heat retained and it won't be able to escape. So make sure you wear comfortable, appropriate clothing. So dress appropriately. Number three, safety first. I'm one who walks very early in the morning most of the time. Sometimes I'll do an afternoon walk if I didn't get it in the morning. But make sure someone knows your route or someone can track you on your phone. Like if you take your phone with you, most of us have a phone and there are apps that you can download that where you can there's a Find My Friends, there's other apps out there. Make sure someone knows where you're going or knows the route. So if for some reason they know you're only gone for 30 minutes and it's been 45 minutes or an hour, then they can at least go trace your route and make sure that everything is okay. Number four, warm up and cool down. Believe it or not, yes, when you're walking, you still have to warm up those muscles. So that doesn't mean you have to do anything crazy. You don't have to do jumping jacks or anything like that. Just walk a little bit slower. So your pace is going to start out slower for about 5 to 10 minutes. You'll feel it. As your heart rate begins to kind of rev itself up, you're going to be feeling, oh, I got this. And then you can begin your brisk walking. Same with the cool down. Your cool down, maybe for me, it's the last incline hill, the the path that I walk has a hill that goes up leading to my home. And so that's when I use that cool down and I really focus on those muscles going, okay, I know they're going to tighten here. Now I'm going to release them. They're going to tighten and release. And so that's kind of like my quiet time where I focus on the muscles to cool them down. And ultimately, number five, you need to stretch. Yes, even with walking, you need to stretch. Those muscles, those hamstrings in the back, your quads, you want to stretch. And you know what? You can do walking every single day. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and you can do this every single day. But it begins with you. I also want you to keep a few things in mind. Watch your posture when you're walking. We have a tendency to walk with our heads down. Number one, that's not good at all. That doesn't show that you have confidence, but that's for another episode. But what we need to do is look forward, the direction you are walking. So if you're walking forward, but you want to look at something backwards, don't look at something backwards. Why? Oh, you could have a tendency to pull a muscle because you're putting your body in an unnatural position. Walking is the most natural thing we can do. That's how we were created. We are walking beings. We are to walk upright. So therefore, watch your posture. Keep that head up. Okay? You don't want to have that extra strain on your neck when you look down. So you want to keep that neck in neutral position. Also, your shoulders are back and down. Think about rolling your shoulders back and bringing them down. Okay, you don't want to keep them up to the earlobe. Some of us, we don't even realize it, but we're walking with our shoulders up. We tend to carry stress in our shoulders and in our neck muscles. And so our shoulders actually physically come up. We think that's relieving it, but it's not. So you need to roll your shoulders back and down. Keep it there. Also allow your arms to swing freely. You can have a slight bend in the elbows. It's natural. So if you're carrying your phone, make sure you have a good grip on your phone or wear the old-fashioned funny fanny pack. Okay, what is it? I don't know when that came around from the 80s. I know that probably dates me. Or wear it on your arm. You can buy all these different things. But if you want good, even tan, I know some of you are into that vitamin D that gives you nice color, then it may be you need to have a little pocket in whatever you're wearing. So keep that all in mind. Also, tuck your hips under. You don't want to have an arched or a swayed back, okay? And you want those abdominals tightened. That's where. That is your stomach muscles, okay? So keep those abdominals tight. And you don't have to keep them real tight, but that's going to do what? That it supports your core, and that's essential in walking. And when you walk heel to toe. Think of it as a rolling movement, heel, toe, okay? And it's just you roll off of it, and it just is gradual. It's light. Be light on your body. And we'll go into more detail on different ways that you can incorporate exercise with your walking, but I want you to start with what? The foundation. Simplify your health. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You want help with your health and your wellness? Click on the link, Take Aim. That is a complimentary coaching call with me. I would love to come beside you and help you strategize to see what works in your area, in your life. Maybe you're trying to figure out that, Christine, I have no time. I don't have any time in my schedule. Guess what? I will find that time. Let's talk about it. And that is one of the biggest things is time. That is an obstacle that we all have to overcome. You do have time. You have to be willing to make time. And then you have to be willing to take aim on that. So click on that link. I would love to chat with you. As you know, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Walk your way to bliss today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.